As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, Vegas! Don't you dare be sour! Clap for Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez and feel the power!
Ladies and gentlemen, WrestleMania is almost here in Las Vegas, and when they say WrestleMania week, they mean it. A plethora of events: Raw, SmackDown, NXT, the Hall of Fame, of course, WrestleMania Night 1 and 2. You can get your tickets on Ticketmaster.com and also Access.com. And joining us to talk about it is someone who I was such a fan of, I would steal my dad's credit card to buy his PWG Best Of DVDs, Kevin Owens. Thank you so much for joining us. As we start off, are you shaking the head? I was just a passionate fan. Is that okay?
I appreciate the support, but I do not approve of the stealing of the credit card part.
My dad was like, what is PWG? And honestly, he was just thankful that it was not porn, if we're being 100% honest.
That's fair.
As we start off, I do have to ask you, do you feel like Cody Rhodes' pyro is a bit excessive?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think he's very selfish as well, because I think the fact that he blows about 3/4 of the WWE pyro budget every year keeps a lot of people from getting to have pyro for their entrances. For example, I've requested for years to have pyro added to my entrance. You remember Psycho Sid used to have the pyro where it would say his name in the ring?
Yes.
So I wanted the same thing, but instead of my name, I just wanted to say balls with a Z at the end. And they just won't do it. They said Cody needs all the pyro. So very selfish and very excessive. Absolutely.
And it's like a double pyro, 2 minutes in between. Like
I think there's three of them.
Yeah, exactly. If we're lucky, there might be more if it's an extended theme. But when I got told that I had the opportunity to get to talk to you, got very excited because there's something that, like, it's been weighing heavy on my heart and my mind. A couple weeks ago, you were a part of a Topps fan event. You're opening cards, signing the Topps cards for fans. And one of them, you wrote that you do like Shakira songs, which got me thinking, what
several.
Is on Kevin Owens? Several Shakira songs. What else is on the playlist?
Hips Don't Lie is a classic, obviously. Underneath Your Clothes, I think it's called, is pretty incredible. Man, she has a lot of really good ones.
What other artists are part of it too?
Well, it's actually, there's a lot of Guns N' Roses on there. They're my absolute favorite of all time. But I have eclectic tastes, you know. I'll hear songs here and there, and I'll just add them to the playlist, and eventually I'll listen to them so much that I'll take them out and stuff. But yeah, there's really not one style or, you know, one specific artist. I just, there's a lot of very diverse music on there.
And since we are talking music and I don't want to go back and forth, I was planning on asking you this later, but I guess I'll do it right here. The Travis Scott slap, what'd you make of it? Or the punch?
I mean, I don't really know what else you could expect from Travis Scott. You know what I mean? He did what he knows how to do. He punched the guy right in the face. Personally, I think it was fantastic. Well-deserved, you know? Cody had it coming, if only for the pyro, the selfishness of the pyro, but then all the other stuff too. So Travis Scott has my seal of approval.
We love to hear it. You just used that word fantastic. I think I
you know, I, funny enough, a few months before he started doing stuff with WWE, I went to a Travis Scott concert in Orlando with my son, who is a huge fan. I had literally never heard of Travis Scott, never heard his music, didn't know who he was, but I went with my son. It was a great time, really great show, and he singled me out in the crowd. Had no idea who I was at the time, I don't think, but for some reason he kept telling people to stand up and put their middle fingers in the air, and I'm 40 years old. I'm not standing up and flipping people off. I was just sitting there, and he literally pointed me. And it's if you look on, I think you can find it on Twitter. There were fans there that filmed it, made me stand up and do it. And I had to. I'm like, all right, I guess I will. So kind of a funny interaction before he shows up at WWE and punches Cody in the face. But yeah, I have a long history with Travis Scott, same it turns out.
Yo, thank you for that tidbit. That's amazing. I don't think many people would have guessed that. I want to talk about your T-shirt collection, though. The Naomi shirts, the Stardust, you recently wore the Randy Orton RKO shirt. Just talk to me about your collection and like how big is it?
Well, I buy a lot of T-shirts of people I'm a fan of. Unfortunately, as things go in WWE, I end up not being a fan of them sometimes, you know, if they turn out to be jerks. So I had I have a lot of shirts. The Naomi shirt was actually that one took some work because I couldn't find a shirt of hers that was my size. So I ended up asking Sarat, one of our gear makers at TV that day, he could cut the Naomi design and sew it onto a KO shirt, which is what he did, because I felt it was important to bring her, you know, show her support. And you know, I forget who I was wrestling that night, but it was just complete coincidence. I just wanted to show Naomi some love, you know, well deserved.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I know you can see in the background the Elimination Chamber bag that I got recently. Of course, Elimination Chamber just happening. For you being Canadian and you're wearing the Bret Hart shirt, too, which is a perfect touch, to be able to perform in the Sky Dome and obviously the history of wrestling, not only in the country, but that venue itself. You've had a lot of big moments, and we'll get into your WrestleMania moments here in a second, but just to be able to perform at the Sky Dome and obviously with Sammy in the history, like, where does that rank and what did that mean to you?
Yeah, that was really special. Me and Sammy have had a lot of big matches. We've wrestled at WrestleMania a few times and been in the same match at WrestleMania. We had a singles match at WrestleMania. That's pretty crazy. We've had pretty much every kind of match against each other in WWE, but to get to do... to get to do it at the Sky Dome, you know, dare I say, it was probably bigger than WrestleMania to us, because it's in front of our, you know, countrymen as well. And that stadium, you know, I went there for WrestleMania 18. That's where I saw my first WrestleMania. Yeah, it was very special. We wrestled in Toronto so many times on the independent scene before, you know. And now to get to do it in the biggest venue in Toronto. And, you know, seems like fans were very enjoyed the match quite a bit, which also means a lot. Yeah, it was a pretty special night.
And for you, talking about WrestleMania, I was lucky enough to talk to Stone Cold about 3 weeks ago. He spoke very highly of the moments you guys have had at WrestleMania, and you've main evented a couple. You have a lot to choose from. But if I have to ask you, hey, what's your number one personally, for whatever reason, when it comes to WrestleMania specifically, what would you go with?
You know, I mean, I don't know how I can't, you know, I have to put that one at the top. There's just no, it was so unfathomable just a few months before that that would happen. And I worked for it is the funny part. Like, I met Stone Cold in 2005 in an airport. He gave me advice that I took to heart, applied it to my career. That advice helped me make it to WWE. Before I got to WWE, though, a few years before, I emailed him because I was a big fan of his podcast. I emailed him, told him, hey, I met you in 2005 at an airport. You gave me this advice, and it really helped me a lot. And he remembered that interaction, and he ended up having me on his podcast at the time. So that was a huge moment for me as an independent wrestler. And then not long after that, WWE, came calling. And then next time I ran into Stone Cold was at WWE shows. And we had this relationship already. And at one point I started thinking, I need a new finishing move. Everybody was doing power bombs and stuff. And the stunner to me is the greatest move of all time. So I figured nobody uses it as a finish anyway. And very few people use it at all. So maybe I can. But I needed Stone Cold's approval to do it. So I went and asked him. And he was happy to say yes. Gave me his blessing. Go ahead and use it. It took a couple of years for me to be able to use it. But once I started using it, it's been great. It pisses people off a lot. Some people really hate that I use it. And I love that so much. I will never stop doing it. But it was great, to kind of just to get the blessing to use it from somebody I looked up to and idolized so much. But there was a ulterior motive to me asking him that, because not only is it a great move and I really wanted to be able to use it, but also I figured if he ever comes back for a match, which probably won't happen, but if he was ever to come back, logic would state that he'd probably wrestle the guy who's doing his finishing. And that's exactly what happened, which is insane, but it worked out. And it's really just unbelievable moment. Still hard for me to believe it happened, but it did happen. There's footage of it. I've seen it. So, yeah.
That's incredible. And thank you for that story. And I got two more questions for you before we get out of here. I think for the longest time, one of the reasons, and I would see it online, is people would appreciate that it seemed like you were the only one that would remember things that happened in the past. We fast forward now, and I know there's a lot of names for this new era. I'll call it the Netflix era. It seems like fans are now being rewarded for paying attention, for watching every week, for years on end. And I know you've used social media, you use all these tools that are available. How good does it feel to like have that be in play where I don't necessarily think that was in the past?
Yeah, it's definitely been a shift in mindset from people, at the top, that our fans are smart and watch our product and pay attention and remember things and can remember things a lot better than other people that were in charge before thought they would, because I guess they didn't remember half of the stuff we did. But the fans do, because the fans care and pay attention to what we do. I had arguments with the people in charge before where I was like, no, this happened 3 weeks ago. They're going to remember. And they said, no, they won't. Like, yes, they will. You're insulting their intelligence by pretending they won't. But obviously Triple H does not think like that. He knows fans remember, and he applies it and he uses it, and it makes the product way better, in my opinion. When I was a kid watching, from the time I was 11 to all the way to, till I signed my contract, I was always watching WWE. And, when I was 12, 13, 14, even though I was just a kid, I watched it. I remembered everything. You know what I mean? When the Sultan showed up, I knew that's Fatu. It's not, why is he the Sultan? You know what I mean? Like I don't know. Our fans are smart, man. So it's great to see, the product leaning into that now.
And before we get out of here, just a reminder for everybody, a plethora of events, WrestleMania, April 19th and 20th. You can get those tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And then Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Hall of Fame, whatever you want to do, you can get those tickets at Access.com. And to close this out, I printed out this picture. I want to show it to you here in just 1 second, Kevin. I just want to get your initial reaction because it happened over the weekend. What do you think of this?
Disgusting, but not surprising. Not surprising at all. Just two guys pretending to love each other until they can stab each other in the back. You heard it here first.
There it is. Unlikely with Kevin Owens. Kevin, thank you for the time.
All right. Take care.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.